Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Who's that man talking in my ear? He's Ron Burgundy.
Hey, this is Carolina welcoming you to another episode of the Ron Burgundy podcast. So Ron is here, but he's been on hold with customer support with his phone company for a few hours now, and he's actually finally got someone on the line, but right. We had to start recording. We only have so much studio time, and
but
Ron doesn't want to hang up before and start the process all over again, which I'm sure you all understand how frustrating that can be to be stuck on a customer service call. So let's be patient, you and I, and I'm sure Ron will be right with us whenever he can.
No, we already added the unlimited data plan. No, ma'am, I'm not frustrated with you. I'm frustrated with the situation. Please. I understand you have a tough job. You need the serial number again? You're kidding. Okay, well, now I have the tough job because I'm talking to an idiot. I take it back, ma'am. Please don't hang up.
Okay, in the meantime, today's episode is on animal sanctuaries and how they've dealt with the pandemic. We've got some very uplifting and heartwarming...
It's the unlimited 5G gold data plan. No, I don't need the platinum plan for an additional $5.
Ron, how much longer do you think...
I've already got unlimited data. I'm not interested in adding a streaming service. I mean, there's too many options to watch. Oh, really? They have all the episodes of The Love Boat? Hold on. Carolina, this what? Streaming service that comes with my phone has all the episodes of The Love Boat. Did you ever watch The Love Boat?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you seen every episode? I haven't.
No.
I watch it pretty regularly, but I might have missed some episodes. Plus, I haven't seen it in years. Carolina, this is urgent, so pause the recording. And I mean it when I say this is life or death.
I don't think you mean it.
Let me ask you this question. Should I spend the extra $5 for a streaming service that has all the episodes of The Love Boat?
I don't know. Let's record our episode. It's really up to you.
Wait, hold on. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Look, lady, I just want a phone that works. Okay, I've been on hold for literally 4 hours and 57 minutes. Now you're throwing this every episode of The Love Boat thing at me, and I wanted to consult my friend Carolina on what to do here. It's nice to know they're available, but am I really going to watch every episode?
No, let's move on.
The priority is having a working phone. Yes, thank you for understanding. I'm sorry. What did you say your name was again? Thank you, Sabrina.
Okay. Hopefully Ron will make a decision. It seems like it's a really difficult one. I don't know why. But in the meantime, we have an uplifting story about a koala named Jojo who missed his human friends during...
Wait, before we finalize this, do any other streaming services come for an additional $5?
Can you keep your voice down?
Look, you sold me on the one with the Love Boat episodes. I've thought it over, and that's an absolute must. I already feel more comfortable knowing I'll have access to every episode of The Love Boat. Yes, it was a fun show. I do remember that one. What I'm asking is, in terms of streaming service, are there any, how do I put this, of an adult nature?
Okay,
Because if there are, I will pay for that. What? Okay, so no on adult themed. Okay, just to be clear, you know I'm talking about ladies and fellas doing what comes natural.
I'm sure she knows what you mean.
No, Caroline, I'm talking to her.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but...
So you don't offer that? No problem. Just give me the unlimited 5G gold data plan and the service that gives me the Love Boat. Hey, Carolina, I'm almost done.
I
got the channel with the Love Boat reruns.
I heard. Great. Let's celebrate after we record today's show. You ready? I'm going to kick you in.
Yeah. Just one more second. I'm sorry. I just want to close this while I still have this person on the phone. You get the wrong customer service person and you have to start all over. So thanks, Carolina. You're a champ.
You know, I was actually really excited about this episode because Ron and I were talking and I brought up the question, hey, I wonder if the animals at the zoo were happy because there were less people around during the pandemic or if they missed the company of daily zoo visitors. And he actually got teary-eyed thinking about the animals missing, quote-unquote, an audience to perform for. And I actually thought that was very sensitive and adorable.
Ah,
so I really,
hell, Carolina, right. I'm almost done here. You could just quiet down. We're almost done. Go hide in the bathroom if you must.
You called me a champ just like 5 seconds ago.
Love Boat talking. I forgot. I still had to activate my phone. I swear, I did not think I'd be on the phone this long, but I'm getting a much better plan.
I totally get it. Honestly, it's just we really do have limited studio
time. Yes, Sabrina, I'm here. Sorry for the disturbance. Now, we're settled on the unlimited data 5G gold plan.
As you know, guys, there are a lot of podcasts and Ron has a very busy schedule. And I'm actually, you know, believe it or not, I'm busy sometimes. So finding time for us to really sit down.
What else do you need from me, Sabrina? I can't remember my authorization PIN code. No, I don't think my mother had a maiden name. Hold on one second. Carolina, do you know my authorization PIN code?
I think it's Ron1234. And I know this isn't the time, but you really need to change it. It should be something more complicated.
Hi, Sabrina. Try Ron1234. That's not it? Carolina, it's not Ron1234.
I heard that, yeah.
Do you have any idea what my authorization PIN code could be?
I know sometimes you've used 80085 because it spells out...
Boobs on a calculator. Good memory, Carolina. Hey, Sabrina, try 80085. It spells... Oh, you know that joke too. Yes. I see. Right. Okay, well, I'm truly lost on what my authorization PIN code could be then.
Just to try to sneak in some of our planned episode, I'm going to tell a story about a zoologist named Gary who works at a giraffe sanctuary, and he really stuck his neck out for his giraffe friends. I wrote that.
Geez, Sabrina, I'm in a real bind here. Is there another way for me to prove my identity? Hold on, this is going to sound crazy, but... You see, my name on the account is Ronald Burgundy. Maybe this will help you verify who I am. This is Ron Burgundy. You stay classy. Yes, exactly. Sabrina, this is the real Ron Burgundy. Ha! Well, thank you, Sabrina. I am a fan of yours as well, because you're helping me to get my new phone set up. Not to mention the Love Boat episodes on that streaming service.
Can we move on from the Love Boat?
Yes. Yes. I see what you're saying. This could be someone doing a very good impression of Ron Burgundy. I appreciate you wanting to protect my security. I'll be honest with you. I can't for the life of me remember my authorization PIN code. Carolina over here doesn't remember it either. Wait. Hold on. What about this? Hey, Carolina, can you do me a favor and talk to Sabrina here from customer care and tell her that I am, in fact, the real Ron Burgundy?
I mean, I don't know if that's going to even help the situation.
I've been dealing with this for 5 hours.
Okay. I know how frustrating this can be. I mean, I've said that. I just had to deal with my cable company, so.
Thank you. I really just want to wrap this up and do the episode about dog fights that we had planned.
No, we're not doing your episode about exposing dog fighting rings. We're doing heartwarming stories about zoologists.
Just talk to Sabrina and vouch for who I am. Thank you. Hand this over to you.
Hi, Sabrina. My name is Carolina. I can assure you this is really Ron Burgundy calling. I know it. Yeah, I understand. Okay, Ron, she needs to speak with you.
Okay. Sabrina, how are we doing? What do you mean? Sabrina, she vouched for me. Isn't that good enough? I see. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, that's a good point. The authorization code is for my protection.
So Ron did want to do an episode on dog fighting, and as a dog lover, I think he was quite upset about it and wanted, in his words, to, quote, rescue some bitches. And he seemed adamant about taking down some guy named Bleacher.
Sabrina, I hear what you're saying. It is entirely possible someone could call the phone company, do a convincing Ron Burgundy impression, and then get access to sensitive information. No, I've read all about it. It's called social engineering. Oh, you've been trained in how to deal with it. Sabrina, as frustrating as this situation is, I can tell that you do know a thing or two.
Okay.
And I like that you're a no baloney, no nonsense, real life working lady making a cool 75 to my dollar.
Can I just interject? I'm so sorry, but again, limited studio time, Ron.
Carolina. Give me a second. Sabrina from customer care has been an angel. Yes, you, Sabrina. It took me 5 hours of being transferred from different departments. Carolina, do you remember when I was talking to Brad?
Yeah, you guys missed that, actually. Earlier, Ron was on the phone with Brad from customer service, and he wasn't great.
No, he wasn't. And if we hang up now, there's a chance I'll end up back on the phone with a Brad. And with all due respect to Brad, he's a horror show. What's that, Sabrina? Really? Wow. Oh, my God. Let me tell Carolina. Carolina, get this.
Yeah?
Sabrina knows the Brad we're talking about.
Oh, they work in the same call center?
Yeah. And he brings a thermos with him to work every day labeled Brad's thermos.
That's kind of normal, right?
Sabrina, have you ever tried to look in the thermos to see what's in it? Really? Carolina, in Brad's thermos every day, guess what it is? It's corn chowder.
That's fascinating, Ron, but we have an episode.
Wait, so Sabrina, he never changes it up? I mean, I like corn chowder, but I don't think I could eat it every day.
All right.
That's what I mean. He is a horror show. Like one of my favorite horror movies, The Thing or The Blob.
Okay, sometimes there are security questions they can ask you so you can reset your PIN.
Hold on, I can't deal with two people talking at once. Sabrina, hold please. I want to know more about Brad, but
we don't
Carolina
need to know
is
more
trying
about
to
Brad.
Tell me something. My God, I'm collapsing under the pressure.
Just see if they have any more security questions to reset your PIN. I know you don't think your mom had a maiden name, but... maybe there are...
Got it. Okay, got it. Sabrina, hey, this is Ron Burgundy.
She knows it's you.
Sabrina, do you have security questions you can ask me to reset my PIN? You do? She does.
Great.
Why didn't you just tell me that?
You guys are talking about corn chowder and Brad.
Hey, does Brad smell like corn chowder? Mm. Of course he does. Anyway... if you give me those security questions, I might be able to answer them.
Okay, when Ron wraps this up, let's just skip the giraffe and the koala. We can actually, you know, there's a cute story about a spider monkey named Phyllis who is a dead ringer for the comedian Phyllis Diller. It's a human interest story, and we have pictures we'll link to you on our website.
Okay, so we can, what city did I have my first kiss in?
We don't need to hear this.
That's a security question? And I answered it? No, I do know it. It's just awfully personal. I can't believe you even asked that as a company. Carolina, they're asking me to kiss and tell here, and I'm not sure what the gentlemanly thing to do is.
They just need to know the city, not the intimate details of the kiss.
Okay, well, that seems on the up and up then. Sabrina, are we talking about a friendly kiss on the lips or like full-on Frenching?
We don't need to know.
I'm asking because they happened in different cities, so the answers would be different. Right, so full-on Frenching? Antwerp, Belgium. A-N-T-W-E-R-P. Okay, great. So just one final question?
In the meantime, back to the spider monkey named Phyllis.
Right, final security question. Oh, Sabrina, that's an easy one. Carolina. C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A.
What was the security question I was the answer to?
Carolina, please. This is almost done. Shush.
Okay.
Shush.
I hope it is.
What? No, no, no. Not you, Sabrina. I was talking to the aforementioned Carolina. Yes. That's why I said it as a security question to ask. It's something I could never forget.
What is it?
So are you convinced finally this is the real Ron Burgundy you're speaking to? Terrific. Okay, so let's set up the unlimited 5G gold data plan. Oh, and don't forget, I do want the Love Boat episodes on that streaming service.
No one will ever forget that. I'm sorry, I really want to get back to what my security question was.
Sabrina, of course I have a major credit card. I have many of them. What are you looking for? MasterCharge, Diners Club? Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm recording a podcast right now, so I'm going to have to ask you to hold on before I give you the number.
You're barely recording a podcast.
I'll just take 1 second. Hey, Carolina, can you do me a favor?
What favor do you need?
Well, I'm about to give Sabrina my credit card number, and I want you to make sure they bleep out my credit card number from this podcast.
Yeah, they can edit it out, Ron. It's no problem.
Swear?
I swear.
Okay, Sabrina, my card number is... I'm sorry, let me give that to you again. These numbers are a little hard to read. Okay, expiration date is? Okay, what's a CVV code? Oh yeah, there it is. Never noticed that before. Hey,
really?
Carolina, did you know about the 3-digit code on the back of the...
Yeah, it's for extra protection.
Oh, I never noticed it.
How have you ever bought anything without using the 3-digit code on? You know what? I don't want to know.
I've never noticed it, and it's never been an issue. Yeah. The number is... Thank you, Sabrina. Carolina, make sure they beep out all of my sensitive credit card information.
Of course.
And if I notice any suspicious charges from Ann Taylor Loft on my card...
I'm not going to steal your card and go to Ann Taylor. I don't only shop at Ann Taylor.
No sensible black pants. No machine washable cardigans.
Okay.
No fun mom shirt that says sunshine on it. No wedges.
I
I'm serious.
Don't wear those.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Sabrina? Yeah, I'm still here. What do you mean the card didn't go through? Oh, you know what? That one's on, Ron. I forgot I maxed that card out buying an air hockey table.
Ron, okay, to our listeners, we are running out of time. I don't have the chance to cover any of that spider story, but we do have one last terrific story coming up about some penguins who only waddle while listening to music by Ed Sheeran.
How many children's stories did you write down?
Nice animal stories.
Because here's the deal. Our audience isn't a bunch of toddlers who are going down for a nap after snack time. They're men and women with passions. They're presidents and dignitaries who respect journalism. And they need important... Yes, still here, Sabrina. No, it's a really cool air hockey table. Do you play air hockey? Really?
I'm guessing that Sabrina plays air hockey?
Yes. Yes, she does. I had no idea they had championship air hockey competitions. That's fascinating. Hold on, I want to hear more about this, but let me give you another card first. Carolina, make sure they bleep out my card info, please.
What do you think I'm going to do?
Also, did you know there was championship air hockey?
No.
We should do an episode about that.
You know what, Ron? I would be thrilled to do any episode as soon as you're off the phone.
Okay, Sabrina, it's a home shop network card, but I think it'll work. Right, the number is...
Okay. okay, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, hopefully Ron will be finished with the phone company and we can do the actual podcast, which would be really, really exciting. Bear with us, folks, please.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I'm Ron Burgundy. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Carolina.
Yeah, we're mid-episode.
Yes, that's typically what I'd say while opening a segment on my podcast, Sabrina. But I want to finish up with this transaction with you and get my new phone up and running.
So Ron is still on the phone with Sabrina from customer care.
Okay, so let me ask you, Sabrina. Can I choose my phone number? Can you make it spell out something fun? Like area code and then the corresponding numbers to spell out Cool Ron? Oh, that number is already taken? Can you tell me by who? Oh, it's an unlisted number. It's just kind of frustrating because there's no way for me to know if that Ron is cool or not. I just think the number should go to the coolest Ron, and I have a gut feeling I'm cooler than the Ron who has it, Sabrina. I go with my gut. You should go with my gut.
I'm sorry. It's not like a license plate. You can't get like a customized cool phone number. And I thought we were going to be finished soon so we could do the show.
Hold on just a second, Sabrina. Remember the answer to my third security question? Yeah. Guess what she's doing right now.
Okay.
Yep. That's why I chose her to be my security questions.
Carolina,
I'm almost done. I promise. Thank you for your patience.
I'm not patient right now.
I just want to see if I can get my phone number to spell out Cool Ron.
I'm so sorry. I need to know, what is your security question that I'm the answer for?
It doesn't have to do with body hair.
So it does?
And it doesn't have to do with your arms, back, legs, or mustachio.
No, that's very rude.
Now, Sabrina, if I have the chance to get a fun phone number that spells out Cool Ron, then this is a one in a million opportunity to really cement my reputation.
I think Sabrina already told you the number Cool Ron is unavailable. That's just what I'm gathering. So someone else has it.
I know that, but do they deserve it? Maybe if I contact that person, they'll go, whoa, Ron Burgundy, you're 100% cooler than me, and you deserve to have that phone number with my apologies. We have to at least try.
But we have a podcast to do.
Sorry, Caroline, I'm going for
it. All right.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime shot. This is life or death.
It's not. I don't know why you keep saying that. You said that about getting the Love Boat streamer subscription.
Yes, today has been intense.
All right, well, just please, we have very limited studio time. I know I keep saying that, but I don't know what this episode is.
Sabrina, are you there? Would you mind if I called the person who has the phone number Cool Ron and explain the situation and see if maybe I can work this out? Really? Thank you, Sabrina. Listen, after this, because I know you're going to ask, I would be happy to take a brief survey about my customer service experience with you. It's been fantastic. Seriously.
It hasn't been great.
You're a true gem. Also, I want to hear more about you being a championship air hockey player.
We don't have the time.
Carolina, can I use your phone for a second?
Okay, but I don't have a hairy back and I don't have a mustache or
Look,
hairy
I'm,
arms.
Look, I'm just going to make a quick call to Cool Ron and see if I can broker a deal here. I'm bringing this home, Carolina. I'm this close. I know it's been 5 hours, but we're making this happen.
Whatever. Here, just make your dumb call.
Hello? Hey, this is Ron Burgundy. Yes, the broadcasting legend. I understand I'm speaking to another Cool Ron. May I ask what your last name is? Really? Okay, I see. Well, I was going to ask you if I could have the number Cool Ron, but obviously that is not going to happen. Sorry to bother you. Huge fan, by the way. Take care.
So who answered the phone? Who's the other Ron?
Hey, Sabrina. Yeah, I'm
back. Can you talk to me too?
It turns out the phone number that spells out Cool Ron belongs to Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones.
Oh my God.
I know. Can you believe it? I'm going to take the high road here. There's no way I can beat a member of the Rolling Stones for the phone number that spells out Cool Ron. Though technically, he goes by Ronnie Wood, but that's splitting hairs. No, Sabrina, he gets the phone number Cool Ron, fair and square.
That's very generous of you. Okay, so I believe Ron is finished with Sabrina, and the Cool Ron phone number didn't work out, but that's okay because what did work out for some bunnies in Florida is going to melt your heart. Why am I still even trying to do this? We're not going to get to the bunnies. We didn't get to any of the other animals. I'm going crazy.
Sabrina, are we set up with my unlimited 5G gold data plan? Plus Love Boat channel thing? Great. Okay, we're all set then.
There we go. Oh my God. Ron is all set. We are going to record.
So tell me more about this professional air hockey league. How good do you have to be to get in?
All right, we're going to be right back after this. I'm so sorry.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabrina, you are something else. Let me tell you, Carolina, get this. I am talking to the number 7 air hockey champion in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, I think about this. I was just calling to set up my cell phone, but Sabrina here is amazing.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
What's that, Sabrina? To be honest, I don't get out to Scranton very much, but talking to you today, it sounds like maybe I should make a special trip. Would you be up for that?
Are you asking your customer care representative to go on a date with you?
Carolina, be cool.
I am.
Sabrina and I are just good friends.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, who knows what it might turn into, but don't put pressure on the situation. Anyway, I'll be done in a second, then we can do our dogfighting expose.
We are going to talk about the bunnies.
No, wait. Tell you what, we should get Sabrina on a plane and interview her. Better yet, I'll fly out to Scranton and I'll do the show with her. Sabrina, are you there still? Would you be up for that? You want to be a guest on the Ron Burgundy podcast? Perfect.
Carolina, we should talk about this.
Well, do me a favor and check if there's any direct flights to Scranton or if I need to change planes in Philadelphia. Also, how long a drive it is.
I want to co-host this podcast right now, not be your travel agent and
No, you're a team player. Right. Listen, Sabrina, I got to run. You have my number. Text me yours right now and we'll work out the details. Yep. Got it. Hey, Sabrina, you're not going to call up Cool Ron and bail on me, are you? No, I was just kidding. Well, again, this has been a pleasure.
Not really.
I'm going to go do the podcast, but thanks so much for your help today. Very excited about the unlimited 5G gold plan. And we'll talk soon. Okay. Bye, Sabrina. Hey, you can't spell best without Sabrina. Remember that. Okay. You take care.
No, you can spell best without Sabrina. Actually, it's only the letter B that is similar.
Yep. All set.
Are you good?
Sorry about that. It's just, once you get someone on the phone after going through all those automated customer service menus, you don't want to lose them. And so I apologize. And hey, I feel energized. Let's do the show.
Really? Okay. I think we have like 15 minutes left. Here we go. So it's not just humans who went through a roller coaster of emotions in 2020. So have many animals at the zoo who used to be visited by millions across the country, but...
Sorry, let me just grab that.
Okay.
I have to leave a 5-star review for Sabrina. Oh, hi, Brad.
Oh, my God.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.